Kareem Jackson joining me now here inside Energy Stadium. How's the first few weeks of, or first few days of OTAs going down for you right now?
First few days have been good, man. I definitely like, you know, the new coaching staff and definitely what they're bringing to the table. And, you know, definitely Coach O'Brien stressing, you know, everything we do is for the team and to win. So, you know, it's definitely been exciting out there. And the new defense, you know, and you know, we've been having a first few days been, you know, good so far.
Yeah, what's been your impression of working under Romeo Crennel, not just this week, but in the run-up to it as well, going through off-season conditioning and getting a little bit of classroom time before the OTAs actually started?
My impression's been good of him, man. I mean, like I say, him coming in and, you know, definitely doing the teaching that we do, you know, to get everybody to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. I think that's a big thing. So, you know, for everybody to get on the same page as far as understanding the defense and knowing where your help is and, you know, knowing your responsibility and how to go upon it and stuff, you know, it's definitely been a great thing for us. So, you know, he's definitely been a big improvement for us.
On Thursday afternoon, Bill O'Brien mentioned you as about a dozen names as one of the guys on this team who's a leader. How are you a leader? What are you doing?
Just try to be vocal out there and definitely lead by example, you know, doing the right things, you know, being on time and, you know, just kind of help the young guys and, you know, help them through the process because I was a young guy, you know, I was definitely in their shoes and, you know, I wanted a guy that, you know, hey, you know, do this way, you know, I watched a couple guys, you know, the way that they worked and the way, you know, that they carried themselves on and off the field. So, you know, I'll definitely try to do things right so those guys can kind of, you know, look at me and, you know, emulate the things that I'm doing.
You know, it's been well documented how much help Jonathan Joseph was for you earlier in your career, throughout your career. You guys are really a tandem that, you know, few teams in the NFL have at cornerback. What's it been like, and how's it been, you know, maturing and kind of growing along with him?
It's been good, you know, just us working together, you know, seeing the same things and, you know, just talking about it, you know, learning from each other. You know, when he first got here, he definitely helped me a lot, you know, helped my game progress. So, you know, just being him and being around him every day, you know, helping each other with, you know, on the field issues and off the field issues, you know, has definitely been a great thing for me, you know. So, I try to learn from him each and every day. You know, he's definitely an older guy in this league. You know, I think he's going into year 9. So, you know, he definitely have a lot to offer. So I still learn from him.
Let's flip the switches. Who's a young corner to keep an eye on that folks might not know too much about right now?
You know, definitely Brandon Harris. You know, he's doing some good things. And A.J. Bouye, you know, everybody's working hard. You know, we're all doing some good things. You know, we're definitely trying to come together as a team and build that team camaraderie and, you know, just try to execute the things that, you know, we're being taught each and every day. So, you know, like I say, the main thing is us just coming together as a team. But, you know, everybody's trying to do good things out there.
Kareem, thanks so much for the time and good luck.
All right, thank you.